Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. At the end of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, the East and West routes met in Rochester, Minnesota. Dustin Hoffman reports.
Pioneer has been the primary tour sponsor, and Liz Knutson is a Southeast Minnesota Territory Manager. We talked about the challenges the state has faced.
You know, as I heard the numbers tonight, I was a little surprised, but then I thought back to, I grew up in Southwest Minnesota, and just knowing what my family farm has been through with all the rain this spring, not super shocked in hearing the numbers now that I actually reflect on it, but to the Southeast, we've been pretty lucky. While we were delayed in planting season, we got in the field, and now with all this heat, you know, 400 plus GDUs ahead of average, we brought this crop along really quickly and excited to see it mature here in the next couple weeks.
Knutson said while there has been some immaturity problems in parts of the state, the Southeast has been somewhat fortunate.
So across the south central part of the state, we're definitely seeing that immaturity. There are beans I heard tonight that still aren't at canopy, and we're on the 23rd of August today. So as you move southeast, though, we're much more mature. We're going to be harvesting some early 1-1 beans next week, I'm hopeful of. We're starting to chop early silage as well. But yeah, definitely immaturity as you move to the west. And
Knutson says there is still some aphid pressure, but otherwise the crop is heading into the home stretch.
We've still got guys who are going out and doing some rescue sprays of insecticide simply because we're at threshold and they're not quite to R5. So it's time, but I think these next couple weeks with the heat we have in the forecast, we're going to come around pretty quick.
The tour was sponsored by Pioneer. See results online at profarmer.com and see what some of the scouts saw on Twitter with hashtag PFTour18. I'm Dustin Hoffman.
The trade war between China and the U.S. seems primed to worsen as governments failed to make progress in 2 days of discussions. Reuters says the two sides met last week with low expectations of progress, and there are no further talks scheduled at this time. A source close to the negotiations told Reuters that Chinese officials have raised the possibility of no further talks until after the U.S. elections in November. The lack of progress adds to uncertainty for businesses who now have to weigh the risks when considering investments in the U.S. or China. A new round of tariffs could take effect as soon as early September. There's no guarantee they'll be the last tariffs or that there won't be other measures taken as well. The two countries engaged in talks for the first time since last June. U.S. officials were due to meet both with delegations from the European Union and Japan to discuss joint efforts to confront China at the World Trade Organization over its industrial subsidies and conduct of its state-owned enterprises. Stick around. There's much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.